It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, no matter where we go or who we speak to, the American people are looking forward to seeing America's economy restored to where it was before the coronavirus spread through the United States back in March 2020. Americans never thought our local and national businesses would be forced to close for extended periods of time or have a limited number of places to shop, receive services, travel, or to go out and be entertained. All of these are industries that were forced to close or had to downsize, which caused over 40 million Americans to lose their jobs and livelihoods. For over 6 months, Americans experienced a different way of life, and it's not an experience we want to repeat again. As we all see, it's not going to be very easy to get back to a pre-coronavirus world, which means American workers are in for some rough times. Businesses are taking time to reopen, and new businesses won't spring up overnight because it takes a lot of time to start, maintain, circulate products and services, and try to make the money needed to keep people employed. This, however, is a great opportunity for the American people to use their purchasing power to support local businesses, look for American-made products, and demonstrate that the American people are united as one people to help restore American businesses and the jobs of our fellow Americans. Thanks for promoting this message to your family and friends, and thanks for your participation. This is Michael Blihosh. I appreciate hearing from you. My email address is michael@americanworkersradio.com. And every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.